is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaiba.
Over there,
happy medical marijuana day, people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, today is Illinois' official medical marijuana day. Do you have yourself a card?
No, I'm not. There's like 40 conditions that I have none of, which is good.
This is true. That is good. We don't want bad conditions.
Well, hey, everybody.
This is Anthony in Tampa.
And it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My Betolio is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast.
And you're listening to...
W-E-E-D, Chiampa.
Episode 22, Under the Weather, November 9th, 2015. M.Y. Circuit failure pending.
Oh, hold down.
The show must go on. And now for the weather. Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those tampons?
Well, thanks, Betty. The tampons here in Tampa are doing all right. We have 76 degrees with light rain, humidity of 88% with winds southwest at 9 miles an hour, dew point of 72. Tonight we're expecting more showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 8, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 and 11 tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 73, light southwest wind, 70% chance of precipitation, bless you, and 100% chance of coughing, a 20% chance on Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers before 11 in the morning, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 83. Sunny with a high near 83. Some light winds out of the northwest. And Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 65. North winds, just a light 7-mile-an-hour wind. And then on Veterans Day on Wednesday, which I will be working, sunny with a high near 84 with light wind. Jesus, I just cannot talk tonight. Light winds out of the northeast, 3 to 5 miles an hour.
Thanks, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Now for your Chicago weather. Take it away, Joe.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago. Currently, it's 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and the humidity is at 52% with a wind speeds of 6 miles per hour out of the east. The barometric pressure is 30.17 inches. The dew point is 33, and visibility for all of you pilots is 10 miles. And because it is Chicago, we do have a wind chill. The wind chill is currently 48.
Ooh,
so that's what it is currently like right now. So
that's awfully chilly.
Tonight's going to be mostly clear with a low around 38, east winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tuesday, we should expect sunny with highs near 56, west-northwest winds of around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday night are increasing clouds with a low around 41. We should have light southwest. Oh, shit.
And a phone call.
Yes.
It's for you.
Yes. So anyways, it's going to be pretty cold and chilly, but pretty much clear and no crazy weather.
Well, that's good.
Veterans Day, which I do have to work as well, there's a 40% chance of showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny, though, with a high near 60, and it's going to be breezy with a south-southeast wind from 10 to 20 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 30, so...
Sounds lovely.
Yes, keep your checks, your flags in check, folk, because it might be blown away. So there you have it.
Thanks, Joe. You put a really weird spin on the weather.
Hey, everybody. It's your trusted and useful reporter from the WEED Studios, Chip Skipper. So, for tonight's broadcast, we have a quick Facebook poll this week. And that is, how many times have you had the freaking sniffles this season so far? Right, Anthony?
Too many times.
Well, folks, on our Facebook page, it's a free-for-all tonight. So go answer at our Facebook page, which is facebook.shyampa.info. By the way, we had some technical difficulties with our website, and so we're starting from scratch again. And now it's Joe and Anthony.
Wow, so Chip Skipper had some news to report.
That was totally unexpected and kind of just surprising in some ways. Kind of took me a little off my helter-skelter there.
Well, good. Thank you. We got an interesting show for you tonight. We got some fun news.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And I'm eating popcorn.
You're eating popcorn in ages.
Mm-hmm.
The popcorn.
Act 2 popcorn.
Ooh, Act 2. I have to buy the heart-healthy stuff nowadays.
Ooh, yeah, I probably should be doing the same thing. But, you know, I don't eat this that often, so why not? Accessing the database.
Exactly.
So what's new in your world, sir?
Well, I got the sniffles again. I'm tired of having the sniffles. I'm not running a temperature this time around, but I've been just... Okay. You know how you have that when you kind of feel... You don't feel great... And, you know, you just kind of have that whole, I don't know, you feel like you're walking around in Jell-O.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad you recognize that.
I totally recognize how that feels because that has been a very common feeling here as well. And I think it has to do with the fact that the weather hasn't just quite gotten cold enough yet to, kill the stuff, kill the bugs.
That's true. Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know, if it's allergies or... crazy colds or just sinus infections. I know I get sinus infections like this.
Yeah, see, like for me, my right ear has been just plugged up for God knows how long. It's been about a week now, and because I got sick after I gotten back from my trip, and then I gotten over that, and but then my ear kind of started clogging up, so now it's been clogged up for a week. And I don't exactly know what's going on with that, but it's, I don't know. I don't know if it's allergies. The Weather Channel seems to indicate that there's a reasonably high level of allergens in the air. So that's a very good possibility. That could have something to do with it as well. Wait. According now, the allergy mold levels are very high in my area right now.
See, that's another condition, too, that we've been dealing with is mold.
Ooh, mold is awful.
Mold, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, is awful. But if you've got some stories to share about your own allergy conditions...
Or your mold, if you have mold, if you want to send us pictures of mold or talk to us about your mold, we'll talk to you about anything. You can reach us, actually, a couple of ways now. We're a little connected. My goodness, what was that? Was that Betty?
Websites like to do their stupid pop-ups.
Yeah, I hate that. So you can, if you want, you can give us a call on the telephone, just a regular, good old telephonic telephone call, and that can be 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566. And then you can also find us on Skype. You can locate us, just do a search for Shyampa Radio. It's C-H-I-A-M-P-A Radio. We're on Facebook. Looks like we have a friend request already, but I will look at it. I'll look at it when I have a moment. Cause it's on a machine a little further away from me. So it's not so easily accessible.
I can take that. Let's look at who wants to be our friend.
Okay. That's fine. Oh, you have the login for the other account?
No. Oh, that must mean you've created another account.
Well, yeah, I had to. I couldn't imagine that I could possibly take calls on the Skype account while we were broadcasting. I mean, it'd probably come in as call waiting, but then I'd have to do it through a calling. Gotcha. So it's just easier if it comes through on its own line. It's on the same channel as the telephone, so they kind of all work together. I have no clue who this is, but we're going to add them anyway.
Sounds good.
You know, why not?
You know,
why not?
Could it be Dick White?
No, it's a Tiffany.
Tiffany,
yes, a Tiffany. Yeah, so we've added Tiffany to our Skype page, and it was fairly recent. So Tiffany, please, by all means, you know, if you feel like reaching out to us at some time point, feel free to contact us. But of course, when we're not broadcasting, Skype will not answer. So if you want to leave us a message, you would have to give us a call.
Well, can they leave us a voice message on Skype?
Does Skype have the option of voice messaging?
No, like if the other party doesn't answer, usually it asks you if you want to leave a voice message.
Oh, does it? I've never noticed that. I've tried calling it before, and it just rang and rang, and then just didn't ask if I live. Is that an option I have to select somewhere?
You know, that may be a possibility. We'll have to research that later.
We must research a little bit later. That's fine. Yeah. That's totally fine. So that's kind of been the thing that's been going on. Not too much excitement. Just trying to stay well and kind of make it through to the holidays, because you know the holidays are in sight. We've got Thanksgiving that's coming up in about a couple of weeks now. We got 2 weeks for Thanksgiving, and then we'll have Christmas coming around. Which, of course, the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, there's always seems to be something going on or trying to get something ready.
Terrific.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'll be out of town around the Christmas holiday. I didn't think we would probably be broadcast like the last couple of weeks of the year. I figured we'd take a break and start back up in January. We'll take the last 2 weeks off because I will be traveling for the holidays.
Oh, yes. That's fine. And I'm sure folks will be excited to hear us in the new year.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And, you know, we'll put a schedule out there. We're going to fix our website back up so that it's pretty and beautiful again.
Yeah, I don't exactly know what happened. The only thing I can assume is that the hosting company we use, I set it up through them, and they had some kind of an overlay over it, and then it crashed, and all the data went bye-bye, and it made me sad. And so I just said, forget it, I'll create it. I'll download it and install it on my end now, and we'll do it that way so we don't have to deal with a big bitchy or anything.
So, folks, you may have heard Illinois is now selling or prescribing, or you can get medical marijuana if you have one of the 39 diseases and conditions for which medical marijuana is approved.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty difficult. And
is this breaking news? This should be breaking news.
Well, you know, it is breaking news, and
do you have it in your news thing? I mean, I know you start your news in 2.5 minutes, but I can run
right. But I wanted to kind of like highlight this as a special sort of news.
Oh, then it's but
so it's not necessarily.
Then no, this is breaking news. Hey, this is more exciting than other breaking news that we've given.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
So after Joe finishes vomiting on himself over there, we will he will tell us our special exciting Illinois news.
So folks, medical marijuana sales begin in Illinois. So from CBS News, the long wait for relief should be coming to an end for thousands of people who suffer from painful diseases or conditions eased by
marijuana. It's miracle marijuana. Yes, it is.
So, but you have to have one of 39 diseases or conditions.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm glad I don't have any of these things because
I'm sure nobody really wants them.
Nobody wants Lou Gehrig's disease. Nobody wants cancer.
No.
But, you know, I have relatives that have, say, rheumatoid arthritis.
This is true.
Lupus, and apparently you can get it for those conditions.
So is that relative going to go and take advantage of this program?
Well, we're going to probably encourage relative to do such things.
I think you should. Does relative partake already?
No, but it would give a different climate and environment because it's not only a edible or a smokable, but it's
edible, and yeah, it's got many delivery ways. Okay, so it's a step forward. It's not really. I mean, it truly is medicinal marijuana. With really, in all honesty,
however,
yes.
$110 for a quarter ounce.
Wow. But that's probably good shit, though.
It's hard to say. It's, you know, you would have to be able to experiment with the medicine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably really good, though, I would imagine. Quarter ounce is probably some really good type of hydroponic type of weed.
Right, well, they're supposed to sell different indicas and sativas. So
oh, okay.
We'll see.
All right, well, there you go. There you
we'll
go.
We'll see.
Cool.
But, you know, the rules for getting a card are pretty strict. You need to pass a background check.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, wow, that's $90 more than what I'm paying. So that is, it's difficult. And, you know, I mean, there's not going to be enough people, they say, that it will be a self-sustaining business. So I think in time, they'll open up some of the conditions to include, certain other types of pain and, you know, perhaps anxiety and digestive disorders and that kind of thing.
All right. Well, that's interesting. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on this and we'll, cause we got to move on, but we'll definitely keep an eye on this and see how it develops. It's a shame it's not recreational. And I think a lot of people have tried to pursue the recreational route by claiming medicinal, to be honest with you, in some ways. But I still think it's just better just going recreational than anything.
Well, just ending prohibition, period.
Yeah, just ending prohibition, period, and saying, fine, weed is okay.
I suppose, you know, if you need to put all your same strict rules in place for medical or recreational.
No, exactly.
Maybe not so much that you need a card, but, you know, you need valid ID and, you know, maybe
you distribute it like alcohol.
Right.
I mean, treat it just like alcohol. You tax it and you distribute it just like alcohol. And that's the best way to do it. You put an age limit, be it, and I don't know, 18, 21.
Would you leave it behind the counter, say, though, the product?
Well, I mean, I assume it would probably just be set up like many other dispensaries that you would see in other states, like, you know, Colorado and Oregon and stuff. I mean, they have a counter. I mean, I don't think you would just leave like weed just lying around. But so, yeah. Anywho, so let's wrap this up and we'll get on with your news.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
And now for the news.
And good evening, folks. Good evening from the Chicago Chiampa Studios. Here's your latest 420 news. So, you know, we're still talking about this this cheap shit called spice.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, the northern towns in England are having some difficulties.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
There's, like, 10 of the most deprived areas in England, and there's 5 neighborhoods where, you know, the economy is kind of being crazy. It's bouncing back. It's not bouncing back. But, you know, unemployment is still stubbornly high. Good jobs are scarce. And to top it off, the coastal town is embroiled in a highly public spat with this guy, Jeremy Clarkson, who recently called it a cesspit of awfulness and disease because of spice. Street name for synthetic cannabis. It's ravished homeless communities, and it's particularly in the north of England and South Wales. It's growing in popularity, and it's really horrible to watch. Although spice, a former legal high, was banned in 2009, the brand name is now used for similar drugs manufactured in China and East Asia that mimic the effects of cannabis and which are sold, often legally, by online retailers and in UK's 350 head shops.
Chinese folks, chemicals scare me.
Don't do this. Don't think this stuff is safe for you. It's ridiculous.
It is. It totally is.
Really, really, really ridiculous. So, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't recommend it. I don't understand. I mean, then again, there we have it. I mean, another indicator of the point of legalization or decriminalization of weed. I mean, you know, yes. you've now, in the name of weed, have created something which people go to because it's legal at the time they buy it. I know the formulas change all the time to keep skirting the law. I guess that's the whole thing with spice, is that as soon as the legislations make a new law to ban a certain chemical, then it comes along as something else, or they throw a different type of chemical in it that changes the whole composition, you know. And it's really sad, because again, I mean, you know, we're dealing with which is, you know, and at first I never smoked it. I almost did, and I'm glad I never did. But the thing with it is, you know, at first I thought, well, it's just like regular weed. And I think a lot of people think that. And then you kind of start seeing a lot of this crazy shit that's happening and what it's doing to these people. And it's made people sick. It makes people crazy. It does some of the, I mean, it's totally destructive. And it's a shame that it even has the name marijuana attached to it, because there is nothing in relation to marijuana with this shit that people are buying and smoking and fucking themselves up with. And totally, like you said, just don't even try that shit. It's not even worth it.
Yes. So that is, that's crazy. But moving on to even some more craziness.
Sorry, my rant.
Yes. Get this. Sydney cannabis growers were caught stealing electricity from a substation for the equivalent of 1 million pounds in hydroponic farm.
Hmm.
Yeah. So police in Sydney discovered more than $1 million or pounds worth of cannabis plants from a warehouse near the city's airport. The growers had siphoned electricity from a nearby substation using a nest of plug adapters and tangled wires that lay dangerously close to water used to grow the drug.
Wow.
New South Wales police said the warehouse had been converted into a hydroponic farm containing more than 650 plants in the Mascot District.
Wow.
So officers swooped in, seizing the plants with an estimated street value of 2.2 million pounds. And apparently they arrested the two men after stopping their car. That's interesting.
Huh.
So a 53-year-old guy and a 38-year-old guy are both accused of cultivating large commercial quantities of a prohibited plant and using electricity without authority. But what gall to just like set up shop near a substation?
I guess they probably thought they could get away with it. And I guess the other question is, how long had it been? Did it say how long it had been going on for? Mm-hmm. No.
No.
So they may have been.
But if they found plants worth 2.2 million, it sounds like they'd been there for a while, because that takes a long time to grow.
Yeah, and the other question is, they may have been, you know, making a lot of money in the interim, because they may have like gone through a couple of crops already while stealing power out of the substation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just they probably did pretty good in terms of what they made. But yeah, people will definitely find the most unusual and inconvenient things to do that really make you get caught so easily, which I never understood.
But you know, a real quick side point to that is that it makes sense now why the prices are pretty high. And that's because you have so many expenses, back office expenses, really, electricity, water.
For hydroponic, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you were to go grow it out in a field, you know, it's definitely a lot cheaper, because you just cultivate it in the same way and maintain it the same way a farmer would tobacco or any other crop. But yeah, the hydroponic stuff is great, but it's a very, very expensive endeavor to go on to, and you're right, that's exactly why the cost of it is so much higher in terms of ditch weed, I guess.
Yes. But speaking of things in the ditch, oh dear.
Oh no.
Some hotel in Vermont is going to start serving roadkill and a roadkill inspired menu at like $75 an entree.
Huh.
This is out of Burlington, Vermont. A fish and wild game supper is featuring some Vermont roadkill on the menu. New York's WPTZ reports Hotel Vermont will offer three animals injured or killed on the road as it hosts the Wild Bout Vermont event on November 7th. So it's passed, but the event will feature a game supper with donations from hunters and fishermen in the state.
Huh.
Residents say it's a quirky and interesting idea.
Wow.
The supper will cost $75 and will be prepared by Chef Doug Payne. Also on the menu will be deer, bear, moose, and muskrat. Payne says it will be delicious and well worth trying. He says he's sure many residents haven't tried beaver, but they'd probably like it if they did. You know, I'm like thinking to myself, we got a lot of rats in the city.
Is that even legal in terms of the health department when it comes to
Well, I think it could be covered. I remember in when I took a class that it was like it was some kind of specialty meat, and you just had to make sure that those types of meat were held at a specific temperature for a certain period of time.
Huh. Okay.
And it was just usually a higher temperature.
All right. But I mean,
I think you would get in trouble if there was a law saying that.
Well, I mean, but I do question. I mean, in a way, I question what I'm. I guess I'm trying to verbalize, and you know, I've had a lot of DayQuil today, so the world is kind of flat. Exactly. So, but taking, I mean, they obviously are taking a dead animal off of the road that has been run over. I mean, I always thought, and I was always under the assumption that, I mean, that can hold issues in terms of your own health and safety, of being meat that you shouldn't eat, that, it, you know, I don't know. I mean, especially, God knows, it had been sitting there for a while.
Right,
you
and
know,
it begs the question, and the story doesn't really go on to answer that, but it begs the question, like, so do they have people staged on the highway waiting for roadkill?
Yeah. Or is it just, you know, is it just somebody's driving down the road and they see something hanging out on the side of the road that's been run over and they bring it up and cook it at the restaurant? I mean, how long has this been sitting here for? Has it been baking out in the sun? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure at some point it's still safe to a certain point, but I, you know, that's not necessarily something I'd be willing to chance.
Nah, not me either.
No, not
but,
at all.
But this next story is sort of right in your back alley.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Oh, goodness. Florida again. All right.
But at least it's not a bus going into a lake.
Thank God. Yeah, I have no bus stories this week.
Disappearing off into a forest, never to be found again.
Oh, God, I know, right? It's insanity. These the things these people do down here.
Police pull over a slow-moving tortoise in Florida.
Okay, that's quite interesting.
Now, you know, as it seriously happens in my news stories, it's always a lack of information, which makes them even more interesting because we can just suppose what happened.
Okay,
a tortoise was pulled over on some road in Palm Beach County for doing what it comes naturally doing: going too slowly. According to a Facebook post for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, the tortoise was plodding along Wednesday, on Gateway Boulevard westbound, just north of Lawrence Road, and it was causing traffic problems. So the deputies pulled it over, and they placed him in the rear of the patrol vehicle. No handcuffs. Maybe some peanut butter. They decided not to take the tortoise to jail. Thank goodness. Instead, they opted to deliver the animal to the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. So, Anthony, you know, you sort of complain about traffic a lot. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe there's wildlife getting on the roads.
Well, yeah, the people. Trust me, I live in Florida. I've lived in Florida since 2007. And I have definitely had my run-in with wildlife. Birds, big bird, giant birds, turtles. Turtles always fuck up traffic more than anything. And I've been in traffic with turtle issues. And generally what happens and what I'll do if I'm in line, if I see it and if I can, I'll get out and move it, or other people will get out and try to move it across. Because usually it's just trying to cross the street because there's a retention pond on one side and it's trying to get to the other side.
Yeah.
So that's generally when we run into the whole turtle thing here. And it does mess up traffic, but no, the type of traffic that we get messed up with is just ridiculous traffic.
Well, folks, that's your latest Champa Chicago studio area news. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique, and it definitely is unique, on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or look us up on Skype, Chiampa Radio, C-H-I-A-M-P-A Radio. And you can also visit us on Facebook at facebook.chiampa.info. And if you're listening to us on a recast, please feel free to leave us a voicemail and we'll play your message on the air. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take care of some business here. If I can stop doing what I was doing by mistake. All right. So, and we'll be back in, looks like we'll be back in about 8 minutes here. I decided I want to, my favorite bump, and I don't know, I'm still attached to it. I put my favorite Rush Hour bump up.
I can't
hear. Hello. Is this thing on? Oh, wait. It looks like I am trying to talk into Betty's coffee cup. Hold on a moment.
There we go. This is better. Hello, everyone. This is Roger. I am the janitor here and I like to shit on the floor. Betty's down the street having relations with some traffic light control box. So she's asked me to fill in. I'm filling in. I guess I need to push one of these buttons to load the next track. Let's see here.
Chicken.
Wrong one. That's not good. Oh, bloody hell, Betty. Wait. I think it's this one that keeps blinking. I do recall our computer guy saying something about clicking on blinky button.
You are listening to WEED. Chiampa.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Quite a few years ago, back in the summer of 84, I was living the hardcore back-to-the-land Idaho panhandle hippie dream. Chop wood, carry water was the least of it. Two babies in diapers that I scrubbed in a tub on a board, the infant on the breast, goats, two of them, to milk daily, and no refrigeration, so cheese had to be made from the milk we wouldn't drink. A big garden, of course. Canning veggies on a wood cook stove, pickled eggs, chickens, ducks, geese, cats, a dog, and a fella who was more like a third child than a second adult. He worked for an outfit with a sign out front that said Swine Enterprises. Locally, it was known as the Pig Farm. One July afternoon, a couple came by the pig farm looking to buy a piglet they could raise for themselves. They looked like us and hailed from a region to the south called the Palouse. My fella sent them to our house to visit, have dinner, play a little music, and maybe even spend the night. They had a friend with them, a little guy with a bushy black beard they introduced as Charlie Brown. Well, this Charlie Brown checked out his surroundings and knew right off that it was my lucky day. He settled into the shade and began a recitation of the simple adjustments that would improve my situation. The fencing wasn't built right. I should be getting more milk from those goats. The orchard was in the wrong place. The firewood wouldn't cure by fall if it was stacked that way. That's not a proper water dipper. As far as I could tell, the only thing I had going in my favor was wearing my shoes on the right feet. I'll never forget that guy. The angle of his body in the chair, the way his limbs flailed every time he got a new idea. All you gotta do is this. All you gotta do is that. I remember being really incensed. But I don't exactly remember the things he said, or even how the rest of the evening played out. Music and dinner, for sure. We ended up doing that pretty regular with these folks, packing up our families and spending a weekend camped out at one another's houses. I saw Charlie Brown now and again, but not that much. People would say, oh, he was a lot different before the motorcycle accident. I do remember an evening beside a farmhouse in the rose light of August, looking past his face and daydreaming across the wind ripples in a wheat field, while he explained the mechanism of his acuity at predicting earthquakes. A lot of people have Charlie Brown stories, and that's mine. How Charlie Brown taught me one of the biggest lessons of my life. All you gotta do is. All you gotta do is. I'm telling you, anytime anybody tells me anything that starts out with all you gotta do is, already I am not listening. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Place your implements. Hello there, this is Joe Wisdom, and I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface, but alas I didn't, and I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later I cleaned it, of course, but I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Folks, it happened again. I broke another implement.
Didn't you use a special round disc?
No! I didn't have the special round disc.
Do you have any other implements?
Oh, yes. I have my normal regular implement, but the large implement
Your large implement is broken.
You know, I'm shocked I've had it as long as I've had it. It's I've had it for probably a little... Yeah, about a year now. A little over a year.
Yeah, I go through implements from time to time. It depends on I fancy a type of implement from time to time, specifically. So, anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well, your implement is broken. I'm sorry to hear that.
My implement, and it sucks. Wow. But, all right. You know, you have to learn.
You have to learn. Use that special round disc. Yes. So, all right. All right, folks. We will keep you updated as the story develops.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
You know what? Fodder for doing some work.
What's going on?
I'm giving you extra fodder for more promos.
There you go. No, I like extra fodder for more. I actually have... I recorded, you know, we had some issues when we were, and anyone listened to us live, you heard we were having issues when we were trying to do our interview last week. Those that listen to the recast, you don't hear that because we just cut it out. But I have that, I think I still have that section, and it's kind of funny because it's kind of like, oh, can you hear me? I can hear you, but I can't hear you. You can hear me. And it was just a bunch of funniness. So that might actually turn into a little bit of promo in and of itself.
Awesome.
So, and we need to send her, I need to carve out that interview and send it to her, or I can get the file together and give it to you to get to her.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, because I'm sure she would like to have that.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, or if this is your first time listening, you know, this is episode 22 now, and we're coming along pretty nicely with our content topics, and we had a really awesome guest last week. Leslie Kahn, Soapbox Mama from Chicago Now. She is a medical activist and a blogger and a mother and just an all-around awesome person. So it was great to have her on the air with us, and she answered a couple of questions, and yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, no. It was fantastic to talk to her.
You know, I wasn't sure what was happening tonight because, as our title suggests, we're kind of all under the weather. You heard Betty.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I guess it's just going to be one of those. I guess it's just going to be one of those weeks.
Yeah.
Hopefully not too long of one of those weeks. So.
Yeah, Betty was having some really, really interesting issues. But you know what? Betty actually sent over. You know what? I'm just going to stop this because it's ridiculous. I don't need to record it. Betty sent over some recordings, believe it or not.
Did she now?
Yeah, and if I can find them, I will play them for you folks. It's really weird. She was having some kind of meltdown or some kind of... I don't know. Maybe she was on her period? Can
robots have that? I don't know. I mean, she... Well, I mean, Roger was watching the studio when she was going to hump that traffic control box down the street. So
okay. Yeah,
maybe she picked up... Maybe she picked up some type of robot sexually transmitted disease or something.
Well, not necessarily, though, because this was more like she was talking in a much more positive aspect, and she sounded like she was talking about joining some kind of restaurant conglomerate.
Maybe she's high. Just well, listen she to this. I don't think Betty smokes.
Listen to this.
All right.
The Yokohama Sushi and Rubber Corporation, that is also the birthplace of me, Betty. Better entertainment through tips, yeah. Makes a great wasabi sauce. You should try it next time you visit the Betty restaurant. Make sure you choose a Palmer chair table. Those chairs are so comfortable. They make your buttolio feel real good, and the best part about it is you can shit yourself without the mess. The Betty restaurant features middle and gastropub fare, and is pretty affordable if you ask me. You can get some fresh Betty fried 1/2 bird chicken with two sides for just $7.99. The sides include biscuits and gravy, mac and cheese, radish cilantro coleslaw, a pooky corn looking mixture. You can also have a dessert, we call it the Betty. I like the fact that there are USB power ports everywhere, MY 101 circuits get all giddy, and it allows my owners to plug me in while they squirm in their Palmer office chairs and eat batty fried chicken. So come on down, bring the family. We have instant baby away chairs for the busy parent that sits on their fucking iPhone all day while their kid is screaming nonsensical words that make no sense.
Uh-oh.
We truly look out for you while you eat your chicken. Have you tried a Palmer office chair at your local toilet store? You should one day sit and squirm, but in the comfort of your own bit number chair. This chair has it all, built-in butt and torso warmers. For an extra $29.99, you can get the deluxe self-cleaning unit, and of course, without mention, the waste extraction system is bested by none. But that's not all. The Palmer office chair connects you with the outside world, bringing in entertainment at a fingertip, and for an extra $19.99, you can get the virtual reality option and truly be connected. Stay tuned for more offers on this Palmer office chair, but first a word from Joe Wisdom.
Joe Wisdom here with an important recall announcement. If you purchased a Palmer office chair between October of 2014 and January of 2015, be advised that the waste extraction system is not exactly up to snuff. It's been recalled by some department within the U.S. government that regulates toilet stores. We will have more for you in a future broadcast soon. But now, back to your program, already in progress. This has been Joe Wisdom.
Wow, Betty here. That was something. We are going to have to reevaluate our use of the Palmer office chair in our chain of restaurants. People will be disappointed, but they will get over it. We will have to find another gimmick to get folks' betholios excited again. If you have a suggestion on how to make people's betholios excited, give Joe and Anthony a call at 813-327-8566. Betty, that's me too. We'll be happy to take your call so those two idiots don't have to worry about technical things, like picking up a phone. Now back to Joe and Anthony. Bye, Felicia.
So, yeah, I don't know. Betty was acting really strange today. She had some amazing stuff.
Poor Betty.
Yeah. But, anyway.
Yeah, wow. How about that?
Yeah, as always, folks, I want to give credit to our favorite hosting thingy. What is it called? RadioForAll.net.
Mm-hmm.
It's the A1 Info's radio project where they host a ton of cool programs. Speaking of cool programs, we've got something awesome. Why don't you tell us about it, Anthony? We've got a new morning program coming up.
Oh, yeah. It already ran this morning. We started it. We officially launched this morning. It's called the Shyampa Radio Rush Hour, the weekday morning rush hour show. It has to be complicated. It can't be simple. So it's the weekday morning rush hour show, because there may always be a weekday evening rush hour show at some time point, and we may also get a weekday afternoon not rush hour show. So we have to make sure we classify these things appropriately.
And there could technically possibly be a half hour with Joe at Orange too. That's always a chance.
What's that?
Well, that would require me using like a headset and using my cellular phone to record the audio for a half hour, so you would hear everything that's going on.
Uh-huh.
And then we would put that inside of the afternoon rush hour.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Because, you know, wherever you are, I mean, if you're in a heavily car traffic-y zone, your rush hour probably starts at 1:30.
Oh, yeah. Easily, without question on that one. Huh. Okay. Well, you know, we started the rush hour show this morning, and Joe's making funny faces at me. I don't understand what's going on here. I'm a little high, and you keep bouncing all over the damn place. I don't know. Ooh. I seem to have gone blank. I'm blank. Hello, where am I? Here I am.
There we go.
All right, we were having, again, technical difficulties. I think Betty's got little gremlins around here.
But he sent over a brown paper bag and put it over the camera.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. See, and then it just went, blinky blinky, went off again. Blinky blinky does not like to stay on.
Huh.
I don't know why. My connection is fast and my computer is fast.
Oh, you're green.
I am
Are you on a green screen?
Hello.
You're blind.
I'm not on a green screen. I'm not. We'll leave it on for a little bit, and if it goes out, we'll restart the connection at the break.
Restart the connection, folks.
You're coming through fine, so who knows? Good. There could be chickens somewhere. I need to do something with that. Chickens. All right. So we were talking about Morning Rush Hour, and by all means, you know, tune in. It starts at 6:30 Eastern, 6:30 in the morning Eastern, and it runs until 10:30 in the morning Eastern time. So that kind of gives a rush hour coverage for Eastern and Central and just kind of spreads that across. And to get you going in your morning. And it's really just a conglomeration of random shows that we're finding on the internet. Some are old, some are older, some, you know, it's not, a lot of them are no longer in production as well. But it's just a nice little conglomeration of different shows out there that have existed. Because they do vary so often in length, we do limit them just to 30 minutes. We try to do 30 minutes at most. So if it's longer, it automatically will fade out of that. Well, Betty will, because she works the studio in the morning.
We'd love to hear from you, because if you hear a program that you want to hear us put on, say, like during the weekend, I think I would be happy with putting a program from the rush hour onto the weekend if somebody says, hey.
Oh, no, yeah, totally. You know, if somebody expresses, oh, I like that show. Okay, well, it may be an out-of-production show, but you know what? We'll run it. We'll download the show, and we'll rebroadcast it over the course of probably several weekends if it's an out-of-production show. We'll let it run.
Really cool and interesting bumps for this show, so maybe we'll play them in the second half. But Anthony, I
sure do. I most certainly do. Let's see here. All right.
Hey, I notice you don't have a news intro, do you?
Nope, I don't. We just go right to the news. I just start the music. Oh, here we go. There we go. Well, it helps if I play the music. I had the channel muted. I do that sometimes because I'm high. All right. So this comes from News Channel 2, WESH Orlando. All right. Now, you have to imagine my Sophia Petrillo voice from the Golden Girls, okay? Picture this. Daytona Beach. The Abachi Grill and Supreme Buffet. The one over on International Speedway. 6 o'clock at night, an elderly couple is consuming a heavily starched Chinese dish, enjoying the few remaining meals they have left on this planet, when all of a sudden some yutz falls through the ceiling and knocks out the seafood buffet. This is pretty good, right? Yeah, exactly. So maybe 30-year-old Justin Grimes watched too many spy movies. Maybe he got bad advice from a friend, or maybe he just really didn't think this plan through. Whatever the reason, Justin was after a safe in the restaurant's office and decided to go all 007. Grimes entered the ceiling through the bathroom. He had literally knocked a hole out in the ceiling of the bathroom, trying to get to the office where the money is. But instead, he fell through the ceiling in the dining room as he was trying to reach the office. So he had taken a wrong turn somewhere as well during the whole process.
It is pretty dark up there.
No, I agree. So he fell. He fell down. Actually, he didn't fall into the buffet. He fell onto some tables. There was actually a video of it on the news track. Maybe I should copy this and put it onto our Facebook page.
That would be fun.
I could really use a good burp.
There's too much seriousness in this world. We need a little fun these days, folks.
Oh, no, isn't that the truth?
However, if you're at a seafood buffet... I haven't been to a seafood buffet, have you?
It's been a while. I've been to seafood buffets, Chinese buffets, po Polish buffets, Ukrainian buffets,
Tapas.
American buffets, Spanish buffets, Ethiopian buffets, Middle Eastern buffets. I've been to a lot of different buffets.
Yes.
But luckily, none has had someone like Justin Grimes falling through the ceiling and disturbing my dinner plans. So, yeah. So I posted that link. There's actually a video on there because the security camera found him falling through the ceiling. All right. This one comes... Excuse me. This one comes from the Daily Commercial. All right. When you're riding dirty, it's best that you don't do anything that would get you pulled over, like, say, falling asleep at a traffic light.
Yes.
Leesburg police said they got a call around 11 o'clock in the evening, Friday night, about a driver who apparently fell asleep at the intersection of U.S. Highway 441 and Glen Ridge Drive. The driver, later identified as Nicholas Wilson, 21, of Paisley, Florida, was sleeping in the car, which was in drive, and his foot was on the brake.
Well, that's good.
Is that? Yes, it's so good that he made sure that he stayed on the brake. I'm like, but dude, really? Come on.
How do you just fall asleep at an intersection?
And how do you keep your foot on the brake? I mean, that's my other question. How do you keep your foot on the brake when you fall asleep at the intersection?
Perhaps the weight of his leg and just the fact that he was just out.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Crazy. The police say they woke Wilson and found a stolen 9mm handgun in the car, along with a small amount of marijuana, methamphetamine, and clorazepam. A scale, smoking device, and small plastic bags were also found. Wilson was charged with theft of a firearm, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of ammunition by a convicted felon, displaying or concealing a firearm, possession of drugs with intent to sell, possession of marijuana, possession of a drug without prescription, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while knowingly having a suspended license. He currently remains jail in lieu of $41,500 bond.
Well, he'll be able to sleep a lot there. Maybe.
Yeah, wow, that's kind of a laundry list. I guess that's what you would say throwing the book at somebody.
Yeah. Weird. But falling asleep at an intersection, that baffles me.
Yeah, I don't get that either. That kind of, it's never happened to me before.
Sounds like the guy.
No, he's not a big guy actually. His picture's on the link in the story. He looks like an average sized dude. So, yeah. Kind of frightening. He apparently really good sleeping reflexes or something.
Well, look at his eyes, though. They look drowsy anyways.
Oh, yeah. He looks totally fucked up in that picture.
Looks like a drowsy mess.
Definitely. All right. Let's see. Let's go. I know video. You stay long time. Go now. Stop trying to crawl through the ceiling of a Chinese restaurant. All right. We're going to change the pace here a little bit. We got yet another thing coming from the Daily Commercial. And an Astor man of Astor, Florida, was charged Tuesday with burglary. He broke in somewhere. Into a restaurant is where he broke and burgled to steal vegetable oil to fuel his getaway vehicle. Oh, hold on. I gotta look at something. I have to verify something on the story. Oh, yeah, totally. That's what drew me to this story. So he broke in to the restaurant. Lake County Sheriff's deputies responded to a break-in call at Sparky's Place in Astor and discovered the back screen had been ripped. Surveillance footage showed a man wearing a black tank top inside the business before leaving in a truck. It's not clear if anything was stolen, but an employee was able to identify the man as 23-year-old Matthew Blair Ritchie. A witness later told deputies that he was with Ritchie when Ritchie broke in to the restaurant to steal the vegetable oil to fuel his vehicle. It is not known what happened to the witness, who admitted to being an accessory of burglary. However, it wasn't difficult to find Richie because he was already in Lake County Jail on grand theft and various meth charges after he was allegedly caught cooking meth in a stolen vehicle in the Ocala National Forest. He remains in jail on Wednesday in lieu of $45,000 bail.
Lovely. Mm-hmm.
They're always crazy. Your message, they're always crazy. That's the problem. That's why they're only for short-term things. All right. Let's
like a look, short-term
do,
rental?
Do we need to... Yeah. Yeah, kind of like a rental car.
Yes.
Rent-a-buggy. Something. So are we going to marinate on this one then for a while, I take it? Or are we going to move on?
You can definitely move on, sir. Please do.
All right. You know what this music means.
Absolutely.
You know, when you hear this for a news track, you know it's one of those. It's one of those that truly can only come out of Florida.
Truly.
Truly. And it comes local, too. That's even better. It's right in our studio's backyard. This comes from the Tampa Bay News Channel 8. News Channel 8. I don't know what their call letters are, and I was too lazy to look it up. WFLA, I think. Either WFLA or WTSP. No, WTSP is Channel 10. Anyway, doesn't matter. We have to go run amok. Pinellas County Officer Michael Ziegler, we're going to call him Ziegler, packed a bottle of Jameson Irish Whiskey as part of his luggage in his sheriff's patrol car before driving to the Hyatt Regency Pier 66 Hotel in Fort Lauderdale with two other deputies. They were headed there for 2 days of DUI law enforcement training. Sesgla was scheduled to receive a MAD award for making more than 100 DUI arrests. But things don't always go according to plan. Ziegler signed in and attended a morning session of the DUI enforcement training, but left with two other deputies following the first break, probably two he drove to Fort Lauderdale with. He decided the training was no longer relevant to him since he was transferring out of the DUI unit into a detective position. MAD required attendance at all training that weekend in exchange for picking up all the expenses of the conference. Ziegler returned to his hotel room, poured himself a few Coke and whiskey cocktails, and headed down to the pool area with two other deputies who skipped the training. Ziegler said one of the other deputies had also brought a bottle of Crown Royal for the weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. If there's one thing, I understand, you know, they're probably not going to be driving anywhere. They're staying there for a conference, but it is a MAD conference. It's, you know, it's just like you don't bring a case of beer to an AA meeting.
You're right.
You know, you just don't do that. That's just in poor taste. Okay.
Unless it's ginger beer, non-alcoholic.
But I like the alcoholic ginger beer better.
Oh, well, then you don't bring that to an AA meeting. That's the point.
No, exactly. All right, so...
The story continues.
So, you know, we have this bottle of Crown Royal for the weekend. Ziegler and the other deputies were considered on duty when they decided to skip the training and headed to the pool. Some deputies went swimming. Ziegler told investigators he played the cornhole beanbag game with a fellow deputy while consuming his Jameson cocktails. It's a big thing in the South. Do you know what cornhole is?
No. I'll look it up though.
Hmm. It's like a lawn game.
Okay.
And you have these little bean bags. They're about the size of.
I see.
Okay,
I
yeah, see. And you throw them in opposing.
They play this game at the stadiums.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's cornhole.
Distance where the little portals are set up. And
yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you try to get inside the portal.
Yeah, that's cornhole. Exactly. So, all right. So, you know, he's playing cornhole while drinking his Jameson cocktails. The game ended when Ziegler saw other deputies leaving his training class at the end of the day. That's when he told investigators that he had headed back to his room. Stay with me. The story does continue here. As evening approached, Zigala and his Pinellas deputy roommate were dressing for the awards banquet when a fire alarm sounded in their wing of the hotel. That's when a Pasco County sergeant who runs the DUI squad in that county reported seeing Zigala in the hotel hallway wearing nothing but boxer shorts, and he was pretty drunk. The Pasco sergeant told investigators Zigala's eyes were glassy and his speech was slurred. Right. Zigala and his deputy roommate later told investigators... Hello. There we are.
Hi.
Hello. Okay.
Yes.
Things went a little wonky with the audio in my headphones, so I had to make sure everything was okay. Like, we kind of, like, hit a nexus or something, or a barrier reef while we were cruising along the ocean of weed-induced news.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it was one of those. All right, so he was out in the hallway in his boxer shorts, and he was pretty drunk. Pasco sergeant told investigators Siegel's eyes were glassy and his speech was slurred. Siegel and his deputy roommate later told investigators he was not standing in the hallway in his boxer shorts and insisted he only stuck his head out of the door due to the fire alarm. Zigala also denied being as drunk as some of the witnesses claimed and insisted he only consumed two or three drinks that he poured himself from the Jameson bottle in his room. But wait, there's more. Gulfport Police Chief Robert Vinson encountered Zigala outside the banquet and suggested that it wasn't appropriate for Zigala to attend the affair due to his extreme level of intoxication. As we all know, when trying to argue with a drunk, it led to disrespectful comments. Zigala directed towards Vincent, which prompted Vincent to seek out one of Ziegler's supervisors and tell him Zigala was wasted.
Wasted.
He wasted. Totally and absolutely just totally, totally wasted. All right. So, the Ziegler's supervisor smelled alcohol on Ziegler's breath and ordered him to return to his room and forego the banquet, along with his award. Zigala did attend a full day of training on Saturday before driving back to Pinellas County. And last month, he received a one-day paid suspension for violating the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office standard of conduct because of his drunken behavior while on duty and his disrespectful remarks directed at the Gulfport Police Chief. He also had to write a letter of apology to Vincent. Zigala now works as a detective in the Sheriff's Crimes Against Children Unit. He declined to comment when news of the mad escapade first broke last month and couldn't be reached Wednesday regarding the new details. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. You know, you got a lot of bad apples and everything, but... You do. That's crazy. What's up with people? Ooh.
I don't know. I have no clue. But that's it for this evening's crazy news.
Okay.
What a freaking dumbass world we live in. Right, Anthony. Thank cannabis you are tuned into.
W-E-E-D. Chiampa.
Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.chiampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Hang tight, folks. We'll need to take care of some business and we will be back with you. We ran a little late, actually, so we're going to be back in about 6 minutes.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Do you have a tendency to hang out at the thermostat? Are you constantly adjusting it to suit your needs? Well, you're not alone in this world. And we'd all like you to stop. This has been brought to you by the people who thank you to keep the thermostat where it's at. And another musing by Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom? Share your wisdom with us by calling 813-327-8566 and we'll play it on a future broadcast.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Timer with the radio news about radio waves. Comcast announced it is expanding its internet data caps to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Little Rock, Arkansas, Houma, La Place, and Shreveport, Louisiana, Chattanooga, Gray, Greenville, Johnson City, and Rarity Bay, Tennessee, and Galax, Virginia. This year, Comcast now has more internet than TV customers and is certainly interested in maximizing profits. Comcast is limiting data in the markets and rolling out a $35 unlimited option to most of the areas that have those data caps. Quote, Comcast continues to exert its dominance in the uncompetitive market for high-speed internet access, increasing the bottom line for its incredibly profitable broadband business, unquote. Matt Wood, the policy director for Free Press, said in an emailed statement. He added that the caps, quote, stifle innovation and choice in online video and cloud-based services, unquote. This is Tom Rowe for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.
Happy Holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Look! Ramco Coney Island Penny Machine! Win a prize! Let's go in! Look at the wonderful prizes you can win!
I'm going to win a watch for you! A penny in the slot, and
look at the prizes go round and round! Bracelets, wrinkles, harmonicas!
This lever moves the bucket from side to side. This lever moves the bucket up and down. Here goes.
You've almost got the watch. You've got it.
Down the chute and out it comes.
You just made it. The timer says finish. Kids, this is a toy you've got to have. Remco's Coney Island Penny Machine. Only $12.98 at your favorite toy store.
It comes complete with a giant bag of wonderful toy prizes.
Remember, every boy wants a Remco toy. And so do girls.
Let's play silent! Simon says, come chase after me. Repeat my life sequentially. Do-da-do what I do-da-do. Simon says, I'll give you the rest. If you don't keep up with all my jazz. So don't-da-do what I don't-da-do. Simon says, go longer and faster. And when you do, you'll be the master.
You did da do what I did da do.
Simon, the do-what-I-do computer game from MB Electronics.
Do-da-do.
Hello, my name is Betty and I am subbing in for Joe Wisdom on the account he's not here right now. I have wisdom. But first I want to tell you about how awful they treat me sometimes. Sometimes I have trouble waking up in the morning, the studio doesn't have enough power to keep MY circuits at 100%. Then they stuff the vending machines with that vegan crap, I can't stand that. But anyway, I talked too long about my problems, here is the wisdom. If green means go, blinky blinky means click.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. Thanks, Betty, for subbing for me. And we promise we'll stuff better treats for you next time. If you've got a wisdom, or you want to talk to Betty, give us a call at 813-327-8566, and Betty will be happy to talk to you.
Have another drink, Anthony.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Yeah. You know, folks, I am having one of those complete things. Yeah. These things are amazing. I think 7-Eleven carries them. I don't know if it's regional.
Next time I'm at a 7-Eleven, I'll have to look.
They're called the Complete Cookie, and they have a lot of protein in them. They're non-GMO. Okay. They're all natural, no eggs, no dairy.
That's good.
So it's a complete vegan cookie, but this is the lemon poppy seed. And, you know, I love lemon poppy seed. Lemon poppy seed's really good.
Do you? Is lemon poppy seed your thing?
You know, it actually is. I like the lemony things. I like citrusy things. I like minty things.
I like them, but I don't like them in everything. It depends. It really all depends on what I'm eating and what I'm in the mood for. But when I'm in the mood for it, I love the citrusy type of mabobbers.
But speaking of eating, you just said you ordered some dinner from something. What was that?
Pita Pit.
Hmm. What is Pita Pit?
It's a pita
different
place.
Camp area.
Yeah, it's actually in a lot of places. I don't think it's in the Midwest though. It's kind of more of a regional thing, but they also have international locations too. So I think maybe they're Canadian, possibly. Hold on, let me look.
Canadian pitas?
Well, I think the company's Canadian.
Oh.
I don't think the pitas themselves are Canadian.
We love our Canadian things. Yeah, as a matter of fact, in one of our shows, we picked up this Portland, Oregon guy. He does this crazy radio music show, and he tends to put a lot of Canadian artists on, and it's hard to tell if he makes fun of the Canadians or if he's just sort of like one of them. I don't know.
Interesting. So, Pita Pit started in 1995. I'm not exactly sure where, you know, I could probably, you know what I need to do? This is what I need to do.
Do they have a locations button?
They do, but it's not very good. You have to punch your information in.
Aha, we're doing an alternate search.
Yes. Pita Pit is a quick service restaurant franchise serving pita sandwiches. It is headquartered in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Its U.S. headquarters are in, it's in Idaho. Let's see.
And they actually love you all down in Florida.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Oh, see, we don't get a whole lot. There's not a lot of information that they give you, like, in terms of how many restaurants it has or anything like that. But there's a lot in the Tampa. There's like several in the Tampa area.
Well, guess what, Anthony?
Oh, okay. No, here we go. Hold on.
We have three pita pits in the Chicago area.
You should check it out. It's really good. I highly recommend doing the Pita Pit experience.
The closest one to me is 2404 North Lincoln. Oh, look at this. Is it pictures of cucumbers and green peppers and black olives and
yep.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Try on my next day off.
Let's see. You know what you should do?
60654 is my zip code and find.
Yeah, you should go to PitaPitUSA.com. That's their web address to visit. PitaPitUSA.com.
They have three locations. Well, one is 32.6 miles away. That's not exactly
close. Not close. Yeah, that's a bit far.
So they're open here 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. on Sundays through Wednesdays. Okay. Thursdays 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. Wow. Friday and Saturdays 11 a.m. to 4 a.m.
I guess I'm just not used to things being open late anymore, living down here for so long.
Yeah. But, folks, being stoners, it's like we need to find things that are relatively healthy, and this actually looks like it's relatively healthy.
It's good. The better half always orders the black bean pita, and he likes it. I've gotten variants. I've done the chicken. I've done the Philly steak. I've done, because they do like deli ones. I usually go with the meat pitas. I don't generally do the veggie pitas, but it's very good. It's quite delicious. And
I'm sure if you get the right kind of veggie pitas,
well, that's true.
Meat option.
Yeah, well, you know, some of us just want meat on our sandwiches, you know. It's just the way it is.
Betty's like raising her hand around.
What's Betty got to say? Betty, what's going on?
I hate that vegan crap.
I know, Betty. I hate that vegan crap, too. That's, I don't know why. Who keeps putting that shit up in the vending machines? It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Why do you continue to serve it?
I don't serve it. I don't do anything with that vending machine. I thought you did something with that vending machine.
Yes, Joe, you do.
No, I don't. Joe, do you have anything to do with that vending machine?
I have
don't
know
what the hell she's talking about.
Machine.
No, exactly. No, exactly.
I mean, because over in here in Chicago, we're too poor to keep...
Yes, you do.
Shut up, Betty.
Can you unplug her for a little bit? Just get a little lippy.
Boop.
Boop. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, she's been a bit crabby. You know, it's because she was up early. You know, she was up early.
Yeah.
And the rush hour, and I hope it would come up, but I'm going to play it anyway, because you did a lovely intro track for the rush hour. And
I was up very early for that dumbass show you two idiots do.
I know, Betty.
Don't worry, you'll get your MY-101 circuits charged.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So she's been pretty tired, and she's got to be up to do it again tomorrow morning, and then Wednesday and Thursday and then Friday. You gotta
yes,
work
I am.
It. Yeah, you got to work for it, bitch. That's how it works. We all got to wake up in the morning. So. So, yeah. And we don't have any poll results, do we? Do we have poll results? I see poll results.
Glad I can swear on air.
Oh, yes, you can, Betty. That's very true. You can swear on air. Just stop leaving Roger alone in the control room. That becomes an issue sometimes. Then he's just on the floor everywhere. It still stinks in here. Yeah.
I love his levers.
Wow, Betty. We don't need to know your personal thing now. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. Go
on our Facebook, let's see if we have a poll. No, it doesn't look like. But folks, go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.chiampa.info. We'll be posting when the new episode is up, or when this episode is up on there. In case you're listening to us on a recast or whatever, I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a long day.
I think it's been a long day for a lot of people. It has definitely been the true definition of a manic Monday.
Yeah.
You know, I've been feeling a little under the weather. I've been drinking some hot tea, hot green tea here, and it's been really helping kind of break everything up. I've been doing pretty good. But yeah, it's just been a very, very, and I didn't sleep well last night. Last night was one of those nights I didn't get a lot of good sleep. It's kind of one of those sleeps where you sleep for a couple hours and then you wake up again.
Was it a tossing and turning?
It was a tossing and turning kind of night. And it wasn't that I had anything on my mind. It wasn't that anything was like great. Because, you know, sometimes you toss and turn because you're worried about shit. I wasn't worried about anything. I would just get up because I was uncomfortable. Or the blankets would be annoying me.
Now, like, did you take your medicine prior to sleep? Because I'll tell you something. A nice, good medicine hit will...
Well, that's exactly what I did before I went to bed. And then I also took two NyQuils and some tryptophan, sleepy stuff.
I wonder if those things all combined, though, sort of counteracted each other.
Might have been. That's very possible. It's very, very possible.
Because it sounds like you weren't able to get that deep sleep.
No. Oh, God, no. I didn't get deep sleep at all. It was all very light sleep. Yeah, because I went to bed early. I went to bed at 10, and which was nice. I was so happy. I'm like, it's, you know, I got to go to bed early. I'm going to bed at 10. You know, I'm going to pass out in bed. I'm going to sleep all night. I'll be up early in the morning, get a good 8 hours of sleep. And then I woke up at midnight, and I woke up at 2, and then I woke up at 4, and then at 5, and 5:30. So I probably didn't have anything more than like 2 or 3 hours of continuous sleep last night. So, and that's kind of why I feel like a zombie, I guess. I've been kind of in the clouds. Not necessarily in the clouds, like in a gelatin sort of thing.
Did you say in the clouds?
In the clouds.
In the clouds. Because, you know, I remember there being a Joe Wisdom about something in the clouds. Yeah, listen to this.
All right.
Joe Wisdom here, and I was thinking, and if you're wondering where the accent's coming from, it's just because of the music. Anyways, I was just kind of thinking about, hey, you know, where does all the data come from and go to?
Where does it go?
Your social media channel. It doesn't matter what channel. Could be Facebook.
Important security
could be
message.
Twitter.
Please could call the number provided.
Could be Growler. It could be any one of those platforms. But, like, where's all the data? Is it just out in the cloud? What kind of cloud is it? Is it a silver cloud? Is it an IBM cloud? Is it a Google cloud? And where are these clouds? Are these actual clouds in the sky? Or are these, like, big cloud buildings?
Big cloud buildings.
If you've got an answer to any of these questions, well, Joe Wisdom would like to hear from you. Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Or you can also contact us on Skype at Chiampa Radio, C-H-I-A-M-P-A Radio.
Yes. Anthony, yes, your Skype experience is horrific.
It's not good tonight.
No, it's like there must be solar radiation bombarding the planet that's causing a lot of technical difficulties. Because I'll tell you something, there can be times technically, like my phone, for instance, it'll work beautifully. And then there's times when it seems like it got hit by, like, gravimetric fluctuations.
Okay.
And nothing works properly. The camera is fudgily. The audio doesn't want to work. The internet gets all goofy. And it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, and I'm actually running a speed test right now. And we're pulling, our download speed is 56 megs right now. And our upload speed is pushing 50 as well. So there should be no reason for this to be happening. Oh, 60. My upload speed is 60 Mbps.
See, now there must be, though, some server somewhere between us that's causing these.
Yeah, there's somewhere along the line there's
Skype
a congestion.
Is also
yeah, exactly.
Because Skype is heavily used. I mean, this is a wonderful technology, folks. I mean, we can do group conversations now, right? So there's a possibility that if you search for us on Skype, you can connect with us and see us in video form as well. And, you know, that would be cool. We'd like to build a little visual audience. That would be awesome. But with these kinds of technical issues, it sort of makes it difficult. And Skype, it's an easy platform to connect to, but once you start having issues, like right now, Anthony is green.
I'm green.
All green.
It's not easy being green.
No. Or being purple or blue or red or pink or black or fuchsia or cyanic demon or whatever colors they now put in the crayons. I don't know.
Can't start video. Try closing other programs that might be using your webcam. Well, that's automated, so that's automated now, the Star Spangled Banner.
Folks, it's been another wonderful evening with
you. It has been. It has been, unfortunately. We've had our moments of technical glitches, but as with any show, that's just what happens.
But you know what? It's been episode 22, so I'm proud.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we made it there, and we're still doing it, and we're still going strong. So, but definitely make sure to check out the weekday morning rush hour with Betty and her merry gang of crazy people that you know, definitely will wind up finding. I think that wraps it up for me. Anything else you want to add there, Joe?
Thank you to Shoutcast, thank you to Radio for All, and thank you to you, our listeners, for tuning in, whether it's live or on a recast. We'd like to hear from more of you, so give us a shout out on our facebook.shyampa.info, or give us a call at 813-327-8566. I don't know why I had to say that so fast, but...
I'll back it up. I'll give you another 20 seconds. So, yes, and we'll be back next Monday.
Yes.
Stay tuned for This Way Out, and remember,
toke it up.
And remember, be careful where you place your implements. That's funny. I wrote that in the script yesterday. So funny. Good night, people.
Good night.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Betty. I may have been made by the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation, but I belong to Shyampa Radio. I want to tell you about the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation. Not only do they make me, they also make sushi, watches, and rubbers. Once, the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation tried to make a combination rubber, sushi, and watch unit. People were running late because they couldn't see the watch when they were fucking, and there were so many people who went to the emergency room with sushi stuck in their asshole. Because they used the rubber feature before consuming the sushi portion, people are such fucking idiots. It was a disaster, but one day, someone used the combination sushi, rubber, and watch unit in just the right way, and somehow I was created. The Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation was so embarrassed by my creation that they sold me to a shithole radio studio called Shyampa Radio, which is why I am talking to you right now, because these idiots wanted me to make a station ID for their shitty radio station. You're listening to WEED Shyampa Radio. Now, go fuck yourselves. I'm done with the shit.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.